Now you may be seated for 15 minutes as we look at the scriptures. I've been wondering in recent times, and I want to invite you to wonder with me along the lines of thought that I've sustained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the church must march on, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Now, my sincere opinion. Amen. My sincere opinion is that demonic activity has increased. That's my sincere opinion. And from now henceforth, we want to trust God to help us be witnesses unto Him. Witnesses unto Him and witnesses for Him. We are trusting God that every one of us will be a foot soldier for evangelism and for discipleship. When we look around the city, there's not so much hope left. The hope that the city needs is in your manifestation. God will have us reach out to people, minister to people. All right, so we'll use the rest of this year to equip us for that initiative that we want to engage. Hallelujah. Now, there is a unique emphasis I want to bring today. Most of the people you'll be meeting out there have one demonic issue or the other. And so, as we bring capacity building to the house of God, my own emphasis all the time we teach on this subject is to give you a little insight of demonic operations and how to handle them in the lives of people. Hallelujah. You meet so many demonized people. And I want to start training each and every one of us to be able to handle cases that are demonic. Because as you go out ministering to people, preaching to people, you may need to attend to some cases. And just in case you have a demonic issue here present, this is a good night for that case to be attended. Amen. But you don't need to know whether there's such an issue. Don't worry. Most times when you have a headache, you go to the doctor and he diagnoses the condition. Your own effort has been accomplished by coming to church this night. And the Lord will do the rest. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, so I'll just show us some basic things to look out for. What we call them open doors. Okay, let me give a title if you need one. Demonic open doors. Demonic open doors. What are the doors? How do demons come into people's lives? So we'll look at that, demonic open doors. Hallelujah. Demonic open doors. Some of you, there's demonic activity around your life, but you are not aware. You don't even know how to spot demonic presence. You don't know how to spot it. You don't know how to know when demons are the ones that are responsible for the thoughts that are coming into your mind. Hallelujah. So we'll look at the subject, demonic open doors. When we were praying before the conference, there was a Muslim that gave his life to Christ that I was introduced to. Are you guys still in contact with that young man? Who brought the young man to me? You are still in contact? He's back to school. Okay. Now, put an eye on that young man. Whenever you find credit on your phone, it is a worthy thing to call him to find out about his state. That's the real reason for credit. It's for follow-up. Not for gossip and for backbiting. It's the reason for credit. That's why it's called credit, not debit. Credit. For something positive, not for something negative. In the name of Jesus, you are empowered to do something positive. And we are going to be doing aggressive follow-ups. I just discovered that... okay, let's make this place the house of God, where we can bring all kinds of people that are giving their life to Christ and see them grow in their generations. Alright? That will mean that every one of us is going to be engaged in the Lord's business. For those of us on campus, amen. Those of us on campus, make sure you have a prayer altar that you visit every night on that campus, because the darkness is going to be darker. It's going to be darker. Thank God for this prayer today, but after the conference, I knew the devil wanted to retaliate, and I've been sensing it. I prayed. I left food. It didn't help. That's why I didn't go. Where are you going when there's a problem? There's a problem. That's how you hurry and you won't come back. There's a problem. I was supposed to be in the office in Gombe today, but there's a problem. There's a problem. Even in the night, I will be here. Because there's a problem. Tomorrow, I'll be here. Tomorrow night. Because what? There's a problem. We hit the devil. We hit him. And he was displaced. And while he was displaced, something good happened. He wants to kill somebody. I know. He's still going around. But you see, we have to stay today to pass judgment on him. So that we can be sure that he's aware, that we are aware, that he can't do anything. It's not given unto him. There's a problem. Now, so we'll look at this demonic open doors. Demonic. How do people come under demonic oppression, demonic control? In the last lecture we held on demons and their operations, we differentiated between possession and demonization. I don't intend to go back to that. Possession and what? Demonization. Someone that is possessed is someone whose operating system, his spirit, is being operated by a demon spirit. Such a person is not born again. Alright? That's possession. We also spoke about demonization. Demonization is a situation where someone possibly is born again, can be born again, has accepted Jesus. But there is a demon that is in charge of a part of that person's life. Okay? It is my own sincere opinion, alright, that all marital issues have a demon attached to it. In fact, one of the symptoms of a curse, are you with me, is divorce. If you see divorce somewhere, you guys are not here. It's Bible. One of the symptoms, when your daughter wants to marry, and you want to go and investigate, what do you look for? First of all, check if there is a history of divorce. Because that is demonic. That is generational. That is... Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay. I gave you guys the list of demonic indicators in a family the other time. And so, there's a difference between possession and demonization. So whereas a believer cannot be possessed, a believer can be demonized. Alright? And there are various sources of demonization that we captured in our lecture previously. That's not where I want to go now. Amen? I need to tell us something quickly, before I go to my lecture. You know, you didn't fall from heaven. They didn't throw you from heaven. You came to a family. And because you came to a family, that's the order. In fact, spiritual things should be traced through a family tree. And that's why in the book of Matthew you see a genealogy. The genealogy doesn't start from Adam. It starts from Abraham. Meanwhile, there were many great guys that came upon the scene before Abraham found expression. But it was in Abraham that God began the new order. And so we had to trace that strength of the new order, the strength of the new covenant, from the loins of Abraham. Are you with me? So that covenant that was established with Abraham traveled through his loins until Jesus came. So you were not part of that covenant except you were a relative of Abraham, biological relative. It was when the covenant came into Christ and on the strength of his sacrifice, that covenant became extended to the nations of the world. Are you with me? Because the initial contract that God had with Abraham was something that will affect all the families of the earth. But until Jesus came, that appendage was not visible. It was a biological family tree. And that biological family tree was traceable from the time that the covenant was established, and it was running down until the manifestation of the Messiah. That's how spiritual things are traced. Because when the covenant was established, there was a spirit that was watching over that covenant to perform it. And so if you want to see the symptoms of the operation of that spirit, you will have to go through the generations of the man that caught the covenant. Now, unfortunately for us, we did not jump from heaven. We came through a family. And if you want to trace the spiritual deposits and relics of a covenant that is held in a particular family, you look at the biological tree, you look at the genealogy. Just like it was possible for people that were not biological, that were not qualified to be part of the genealogy in the case of Jesus, that were drafted into the genealogy. Are you with me? So, grafting is possible. Grafting is possible. Grafting into a genealogy is possible. And if grafting into a genealogy is possible, pruning out of a genealogy is also possible. So we have grafting to graft in. We have pruning to remove. But as long as you are part of that genealogy, you are going to be a theater for the manifestation of the spirit that governs the covenant that was established therein. Hey, are you with me? All right. Hallelujah. For instance, I know this is not new to you. And this is a deviation to me. Because it's not in line with my script. Hallelujah. Now, as there is somebody that is offended with me, don't be offended. God, we have not started praying. When we start praying, you can be offended. Not now. Listen. As long as you are part of that family tree, if we are going to trace that spiritual reality, we should trace you too. The symptoms will want to find expression because you are still part of the graft. So until you are pruned, you are cut off from that lineage, the symptoms of that covenant will still find expression in your life. So I've seen virgins that did not play life. They were very, very morally sound, but they came from families. Are you with me? Families that had an altar of iniquity that was erected. But because of their resolve, the grace of God and their own personal resolve worked together for them to ensure that they did not go the way of that particular covenant, which was supposed to be manifested. Their family tree was dedicated to that spirit, and that spirit has a theater for expression. The theater for expression that the spirit has is the family tree of that household. And they are part of that household. Maybe they stumbled upon the Lord. The fact that they stumbled upon the Lord does not mean that they are not part of that household until there is a pruning process that ensures severance. And so I've seen those people 40 years, the person has not been able to marry. It's not because the person is promiscuous. It's not because the person is from a Christian home and all of that. But the symptoms of what is at work still finds expression irrespective of the chastity that has been maintained. All right? And there are other people too that did not have an intention to be promiscuous. But at the end of the day, they found themselves where they did not expect. And for every time they took a step away from morality, their heart bled. That means something that was stronger than their will was responsible for the outcome of their lives. You are not with me? Oh my. Now, you see, those days, covenants were strong things. Those days, agreements were strong things. And that's why if you study your Bible very well, you see a concept, a phenomenon called betrothment. Betrothment. Okay, now where is that your beautiful daughter? I've been eyeing that lady. And no, it's not this guy. This guy is the strong guy. I've been eyeing that lady. So gentle, so cool. Hallelujah. And I can walk up to Mr. Jude and say, I'm booking that one for my son. That was betrothment. It was part of Hebrew culture. And that, if the father agrees, there's an exchange we'll do, alright? And it becomes valid that the options or the people that can look upon that lady when she's 13 are not many. Alright? Because of what? Betrothment. Have you read that scripture? I'm digressing. Let me leave that. Leave it. Come back. So there were various kinds of agreements that parents entered on the behalf of their children, but it was binding. And if my son now grows and wants to look somewhere else, say, Kai, come. When you were young, your lot was casted that way. So if you have any reason to look, limit your gaze. Betrothment. As long as there is agreement, there can be violation. If this young man decides to violate that, there are consequences. Even though he can restitute the situation by going to him, coming to the original people that made the agreement on his behalf, of which he was not aware of, and then he appeases the two of them. I saw something. Can you relieve me of? And then we can say, okay, go. But when he goes, what I gave him, he has to give me back. So that this guy can be released. The spirit realm is legalistic. I know you didn't hear me. You can't come. Okay, let's leave. You'll be offended. Forget about, okay, we are all in Christ now, alright? We are all in Christ. So let's forget about what happened before we came here. Came into Christ. You can't be in Christ and you consciously went and slept with somebody. You are conscious of what you did. That is different from an unbeliever that sleeps with somebody. Now, if you go to Baba and ask Baba for forgiveness, he will forgive you. Alright? Don't end there. Go to that lady. Be released. There are many ropes tying a lot of people. They don't know why money can't stay in their hand. Or why many things are wrong. Because life is a venture of covenants and agreements. Don't ever forget that. It's on the strength of covenants and agreements that restitution is a means by which you deliver yourself from entanglement. The reason for restitution is to escape judgment. Judgment. Not hell. But what? Judgments that will stand against you. Legalistic situations that will obstruct you. Hallelujah. You are not with me. So, some of us, the more enlightened you become in Christ Jesus, the more you must be guarded with the requisite knowledge, such that when the devil comes to beguile you, there are so many gates that will protect you from his deception. When you look at the long road of restitution that you need to put in place to secure your liberty. I think you will speak to yourself and say it's costly. Hallelujah. It's costly. Because I've seen people that slept with some women and ran away. The women felt cheated and the women began to curse them. As long as you were the one that committed that, her utterance is against you. Because she sits in the capacity of a judge and her curses are valid. If restitution is not achieved, her curses will become the reason for which that man will always be failing. Near miracle syndrome, all those kind of stuff. And a prophet can come and see your possibility by vision. But that possibility are pictures that you will never realize because there are judgments that are standing over your head. Sometimes you can come into an atmosphere where God is willing to have mercy. You know, the Bible says that God will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. Sometimes he just rises up and he just decides that, today, I want to have mercy. And maybe that is the day you are pleading. Say, okay, you have suffered. I'll remove this yoke. But is the day God wants to have mercy that what? Such things happen. You can't faith mercy. Say, by faith I receive mercy. Calm down first. Mercy operates under a government. That's why it's called the throne of mercy. It's a throne. I hope you know you can't bend the throne. A throne has a will of its own. That's why people go and seek the occults and the wizards and the marabouts, because witchcraft can manifest by enchantment. But the Spirit of God will only move because God is willing. And you see, the average person is not willing to wait. Somebody gave me a prayer point yesterday night. A senior citizen gave me a prayer point. And when I pressed, there was no answer. Instead, it was something else that was revealed to me. When I went to the person, I said, see, concerning the matter, Baba didn't speak. But see what he said, which is not connected to the matter. At the end of the day, we now discover that what was important was this matter that he revealed, not the matter that he said I should ask him. And when they accepted that matter, many other matters began to find expression in the house. Matters. He's God. If because people call you a prophet, you generate prophecy, he will speak to you again. You become obsolete. You need to have sincerity to manage spiritual things. You need to be a righteous man. He didn't say anything. If it makes me look not anointed, that I consulted God, God didn't talk to me, and no, let me be working with him like that. That's how people become erroneous. And then they open themselves up to familiar spirits. And then suddenly, he's always having insight. But the source of the insight is not of God. Because he has not subjected himself to the government that regulates the information that comes from the spirit. So life is a function of agreements. It's a function of covenants. And so when we begin to pray, just in case there are issues that you did not restitute properly today, God wants to show mercy today. All right? Tell him. Don't go, release it so that we can find freedom. Meanwhile, that's not where I'm going. But please, take this to heart. When a spiritual thing is traced, it's traced in a genealogy. From the point where the covenant was established, you could trace that covenant through a lineage. The Bible acknowledges that protocol. Are you with me? There are protocols of pruning. When you come to Christ Jesus, the covenant doesn't automatically dissolve. It's your consistent followership of Jesus that arouses the jealousy of God and yanks you out of that place. Right? So, but you pass through a lot of things that are trials and tests. To put your faith to the test, to put your worship to the test, to put your devotion to the test, to put your choice to the test. And if in all cases you chose God, in all cases you chose what? God. Okay. I will follow Jesus. I will follow God. And it's so tough. Sometimes your money, no money, and some men come and say, One question. And you say, oh my, this cannot be my pathway. Meanwhile, you struggle with this. It's not as if you just accepted it. You struggle first for 2 days. See, if I enter here now, it's 50K we drop. And this might be a pipe that has a future. You know, ladies know how to calculate future. When they, in one appearance, they can calculate 5 years to come. And so it's a great sacrifice to let go that future so that you can align with God. Meanwhile, people will call you a Jew. How will a fine girl like you be stranded? It is not worship except you have a choice to do something that God doesn't want. And you now decided to choose God. Now, God will allow you to go through those things for a while. The judgment of that covenant will still be working on your life for a while. Until it gets to a point where heaven, you meet a mark in heaven that your convictions are proven. Your intentions are sealed in stone. And God now comes to recover you from that lineage. It's a surgery that God does by an act of his authority. Just like by an act of his authority, he included you in Christ Jesus when he was on the cross dying. It was his authority he used. He can also yank you out of that family practically and spiritually by an act of his authority. So we are grafted into Christ by an act of his authority. And you are severed from your family and from the judgment that runs, the covenants that run in your family, in your genealogy, by an act of what? His authority. But make sure that you pass the test of faith when the symptoms of the covenant weigh heavy upon you. When the lack of that covenant weighs heavy upon you. When the darkness of that covenant weighs heavy upon you. Let your resolve not change. It's a pathway to liberty. So that your own daughter will not have to face the same challenge. Because your daughter may not be as strong as you. And everywhere the giants, Israel conceded to the giants, the generation after them had to fight the giants on the same spot. Please help me tell your neighbor, let's close the door here. My son may not be as strong. Should I tell you something? These are the best days of our genealogies. A stronger Audu than you may not rise in the days to come. Who told you that everybody was born for war? Solomon was not. His father was a warrior. He didn't inherit it. It was not required. Edom go must not fight the way you are fighting. But now that you are a warrior, make sure all the battles end with you. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. I know Hillary would have loved a simple life. But everything about you is war. Accept it. Accept it. Don't run away from it. That's your own pattern. Alright? Make sure you don't leave any door closed. Your son will still come and pass through those doors. But if you conquer all the places and there's a total severance on the strength of your faith in God and your persistence in him, your son will have an easy ride. He will not even know why things are just working. It's because a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children. Now, so don't take those things for granted. Don't take them for granted. And this is not my subject. I said, open doors, but I just had to touch those things again. Don't take them for granted. Some of the hardships that we face are programmed. In fact, even when you were an unbeliever, some of the paths that you walked, those paths were not decisions that you took, as it were. Some of the things you collided with that changed the course of your life forcefully. Those things were programmed. Those things were captured in the genealogy. You just became a theater that manifested the will of a spirit that watches over the covenants that were established before you were born. Covenants are older than men. And covenants are the crucibles by which men transcend into things that are bigger than their human capacity. And so there's a covenant that Abraham entered into. That is what it's on the strength of that covenant that Jesus came. We are products of that covenant. And the spirit of promise is the spirit that monitors that covenant. And today we are part and parcel of the will of God that is captured within the Spirit of God Because we are part of the covenant that released him to us. The fullness and the reality of that covenant was captured in the promise of the Spirit that we have received by faith. Hallelujah. Please help me tell your neighbor, faith does not make it easy. Faith only makes it possible. Now we are faced with a challenge of building a tent of 50 million. Do you think it will be easy? It won't be easy. But it will be possible. We will suffer small, but the tent will be standing. You know, this one will suffer too. But you know, it's good when you come and they switch on the AC, just say, oh, glory. You will remember that we carried block. All right, let's go to my notes. All right. Now, so I will be doing trainings on demons, how to deal with demons, how all those kind of stuff. I'll be doing that so that we can be equipped and know how to deal with cases, because people will be coming. You must not turn back from a demonic case. All right? Don't turn back. So I will show you the laws in Scripture that you should not engage when you are dealing with demons. One of them is don't talk to demons. There's a prescription in the Bible that we should not talk to what? Demons. You find somebody say, what did you come to do? He has gone esoteric. It's no longer within the allowance of Scripture. And every time you violate Scripture, you expose your soul. You know, God is wiser than you. I hope you know that. Meanwhile, when you see all the people that talk to demons, they are fake preachers. They are fake preachers that operate with the prescription of divination. A man, the prophetic is not divination. But one of the signs of the operation of divination is that it is something that is related to attracting money. If you check the book of Acts, the Apostle chapter 16, that lady that was operating in the spirit with the spirit of divination, she what brought so much gain, no little gain, to her masters. So when you see someone doing something that looks like prophetic, and then after the prophetic, you are paying for mantle, you are paying for oil, you are paying for that, just know that you are under the influence of divination. And number two, you won't sense the presence of God in the place. The place is stark dry, but the person is still seeing his vision. Run away, your soul is at risk. The more you submit yourself to that kind of ministry, you are exposing yourself to divination. Divination is a spirit, and it will possess your soul. It will give you a strong lust. Let me stop. It's not now. We will do this better. I just came to give us... Why am I deviating from this? I wrote something here. Now, let's pray that I will remain here. This, I labored for all night to get this. What is this? I'm trying real hard. All right? Are you with me? So when you find them, do something that looks like the prophetic, and then at the end of the day, you have to give money. There's a seat. You need to sit down. Who wants to sit on this seat of power? They bring a seat here. The seat is to sit down here is 50,000. And when you sit down, you believe in the prophets, and you will prosper. It always leads to money. That means the person doesn't have the burden of the Lord. And what the person is doing is raping the sheep of the Lord, which is the opposite of what Jesus would have done. A shepherd will protect the sheep. We had a need to build a 50 million naira camp. And we had, in some of the services, we had close to 1,500 people. Can you divide 1,500 by 50? Help me, somebody, quickly. 50 million. That's the philosophy of raising money. All right. Somebody help me with the details. And then we'll sit down as pastors in the pastor room. We'll calculate it. If everybody can bring like this, we'll have 50 million. So 300 people will bring what? 300 people will bring 333,000. Then that money can come out of that of those people. He has already seen the possibility, but that is the way of divination. But I don't want to. Well, how did I get here? All right. Now, you see, you know, we said the other day that when prayers are taken from the house of God, what is left becomes a den of thieves. A den of thieves. So when you go to a place and you see everything is about money, because we have seen even the big guys do it from London, he calls it 24-hour miracle. Have you been in that service? That 24-hour miracle guy, you have been there? 24-hour miracle. Your money was my own. I zip my pocket when they do those things. I zip it up. All I got was say namako. Those are fake things. It's fake. It doesn't work. It's not from God. And so there's a lot of that. And then they come big preachers. I give you my commitment. Even in old age, I will not be a thief. I give you that. No ditch. You can still come to my house, mommy. You can still come and say, my son. I will still kneel down, pray. It's true. I was in the flesh. I fought there. Release me. Iru. Even in old age, you can still point. Forget about, if we remove the anointing, we are men now. Forget about that. We too, we want freedom. Me, I want to be free. And I want to be accurate. Hallelujah. 24-hour what? When God himself came to Abraham, and he promised Sarah a child, he said, according to the time of life, what's 24-hour what? No, he sees his must take his toll. You don't understand it. All right. Now, so, all of that is divination. I will show you the symptoms of divination. I will show you how to identify a familiar spirit. I will show you all those things. That's what I labored throughout the night. My wife traveled, so I had enough time. The bed was too big, so I said, all right. Yeah, let's go back to the Bible. And I studied till the break of day. Hallelujah. Now, what is? So let me go back to the notes, if I can. My talk is scattered, but don't worry, when you listen to it, it will make sense. Now, the first portal, or the open door to demons, demonic activity, is what we call trauma. Trauma. You are going to meet a lot of people out there that have faced terrible trauma. There is a threshold of trauma that anyone can bear per time. You see, you are tripartite. You are spirit, soul, and body, held up in a delicate balance. Now, this young man, children teacher, please reassign these people. They are active. These two. Reassign them somewhere. They have their own church. Where children auntie? Children mommy. Take them. They are very active. Trauma. You are tripartite. Alright? Having spirit, soul, and body held up in a delicate balance. There's a level of pressure that can compromise that delicate balance and set up an entrance. Let me give you an example. I don't know, because of politics or something. Yeah, politics. Some assassins invaded a particular house, killed the people there, including this young lad's father. And after killing them, they tied their legs and hung them upside down. Probably, maybe as it's the signature of their own cult. When they kill you, they hang you upside down. So this guy was 2 years old. Right, was looking for his father in the night, as always. And now came and saw dead people turned upside down, and his father turned upside down. Do you know that guy saw that thing till adulthood? And every time he senses a presence, and that presence reminds him of that, and that thing that he saw that he was not supposed to see became an opening to demonic activity. Was it his fault that he saw it? So you find people like that trying to manage pressures that they have been exposed to that has compromised their delicate balance. And now they are open to the demonic realm. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm telling you today, I'm telling you by experience. What has happened to that person is that his soul has been cracked. And it will be, that person will believe more in the power of the devil than the power of God. As you are preaching about God, the person is wondering what you are. Why are you? Because the person is sitting on the fence of a reality that exposes the person to the manipulation of the kingdom of darkness and how sovereign, how powerful the devil can be. Because he was exposed, he saw something that he was not supposed to see at a tender age. And the devil capitalized on that which he saw, and that became a gateway to influence and to manipulate his life. And I've met people like that, a lot of people. You know, those days, my father was the only prominent man in his village. So when he goes to the village, he sees somebody that can read, somebody that is prospective. He picks him up and brings him home. There were times we were 29 in my house. And when they serve food, my God, Luan, the place is as if it's a hotel. It's just litter. My cousins from my mother's side, my cousins and their relatives that, in fact, we are not relatives, just people that my father liked and picked them up. And so we had all the colors of the rainbow in that family. Now, see, have you ever seen this symptom of someone that we call it sleeping paralysis? A person can sleep and be walking like this. Oh my, we had all kinds of creatures in that household. When you stay in a house and you are more than 10, it's a good garden. You'll find all kinds of things and all kinds of people that were shaped by all kinds of experiences. And even though we were so many, all right, and you couldn't have a room of your own, there were people among us that could not stay alone. That's overnight. So if you are here and you can't stay in a room alone, a dark room, till the next day, let me see your hand. Now, this is a therapy. This, oh my, don't. Okay, put your hand. Ah, yeah. You guys are not, you are not here. Oh. May the Lord open our eyes. So that we will understand what he wants to do in the next few minutes here. So let's do that again. If you are here and it's not comfortable for you to stay alone in a room till the break of day, you prefer someone to be with you. Okay, we have three people on this list. All right, so what is your own problem? Okay, let's hear your own problem. Are you with me? Trauma. Trauma can open that gate. I've seen a lot of women that it was during delivery they were exposed to a kind of pain that they have never been exposed to before. And the attack began at that threshold. I've seen that. I've seen plenty of women like that. And that's why a woman must be taught how to use her womb in prayer before she uses her womb in childbearing. Because when you use your womb in prayer, you'll be used to groaning. And then when you groan to bear children, the devil can't take advantage of that because it's something that you do consistently. When you find someone that is a novice to groaning in the theater, and you are married to such a lady, then you need to pray until the delivery comes. If not, demons are looking for entrance points. And I've seen women like that. that came under the influence of hypertension. Yes, because of that threshold. Trauma. When the delicate balance that supports spirit, soul, and body is tampered with, the devil finds an opening that he enters into. I know that, like our young sisters here, I like your hair, all of you. You look great. But you see, the issue, the real issue of womanhood, all right? When you start those issues, maybe your hair may not be as important as it is now. when you come this way and you consult with these mummies here, all right, maybe you might find the meaning of life. When you see what happens to a woman when her husband dies, some of them don't recover. They reach their threshold at that point. And that's why the Bible enjoins that we should build up ourselves in the most holy faith. Mommy almost did not recover. There was no... She knows all the scriptures, so what are you quoting? If God does not intervene by himself, somebody can mourn to death. And I've seen it many times happen among our people. Many times. A lady like that, a woman like that, she had only one son. She worshipped that young man. And the guy knew he was an object of worship and he likes it. Jesus. Kuramasi makaya. Because my uncle married from one of her daughters. Alright? So the woman called my uncle that this boy has never stayed with anybody apart from her. Make sure. And my uncle is very rich. So those days, that time my uncle gave me 400 naira from Abuja to come here. He gave the guy 30,000. The guy had it. That's why he became a member of Black Ops. He was not doing the killings, but he was funding. And so they were still worshiping him there. It was a headache that killed that young man. Headache. Hey, hey, hey! And that was all. And you know, it's a spiritual... spiritual treatment. And the guy went down. The mother never recovered from that death. So from that death, she became hypertensive. The threshold was reached. From the hypertension, she became paralyzed. From the paralysis, she died. No shock absorber. And so when the Bible says, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, it's so that your absorber, can what? Can be built up. This might not be a virtue, but when my father died, I did not cry. I came back from 7 days of fasting and prayer to meet obituary. I was looking for tears. I didn't find them. So people came from our church with Bible to come and encourage me. By the time I preached to them for 30 minutes, they were on fire. They were on fire. Real fire. Because I was prepared for what happened. May you not be found unprepared before some things happen. Somebody that is a great preacher, so suddenly something has happened. He is speaking like an unbeliever. His threshold point has been reached. I hope you know the Bible reveals that what? It is the Spirit of God that helps what? Our infirmities. Every human being has infirmities. May your infirmities not take the better part of you because pressure comes upon you. We cannot overemphasize the place of trauma. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Some of our mothers you see today will not be the way you are seeing them. The things they are passed through, the pressures they pass through, the injustice they are passed through. My God. Then when they cut the husband off, they now accuse you that you are the one. And then all kinds of witchcraft, all kinds of comments. If you don't have shock absorber, suddenly you just throw yourself to the wind and the demons, they are waiting for that delicate balance to shift out of alignment. And then they begin to control your soul. They begin to determine in which you can sleep, whether you need candlelight there by your side of your bed. All kinds of things happen. Demons begin to control the light. Please help me preach to your neighbor, building up yourself in your most holy faith. praying in the Holy Spirit. You may not know how important it is to generate your own prayer just inside of your spirit. We were going to preach one day somewhere, three ministers, and the police came and arrested one of us. Details with her. Alright, yeah, you understand what I'm talking about? Three ministers were, and we got to the place to minister. One of us was arrested. So two of us were left. There are many ministers that can't preach that day because of what happened. The thing will shake them. But you know, if you are built up, Jesus. That day, Holy Ghost came down. After the meeting, we now called the police people, tried to resolve, and the matter was resolved. But do you understand? But for that preaching that day, you needed to have a built spirit to continue when something bad had happened. Holy Ghost came down. Can we operate beyond the threshold? A man that will be great in the spirit must know how to contain pain. You must know how to contain it. Because a lot of people will betray you. People you put confidence in will sell you cheap. And when they finish selling you, they'll display you in the market for everybody to see and tell your stories in the dark. And the versions that we tell. If you want to follow the versions, you will die in transit. So you must learn how to stay in the closet and do what? Build up your most holy. If not, that thing you are doing, tracing what this person said, what you are opening your spirit up to the devil. You are opening your soul. That's what you are doing. And the devil wants you to trace the gossip. And you hear one that will hammer you. You go and hear another one. Then you come. Then you say, I left that red. Doesn't matter what you say. If I can see, say, Marako se Marakatami, Eke Manta Salab. Forget it. And when my chest begins to burn, it means the miracle power is still with me. Then it means nothing has happened. The very people you are laboring over will just wake up one day. Is it only him that can? You know, somebody said that I was monopolizing the pulpit. That he called the anointed. What's happening? That's what he said. And he waited. When the meeting ended and people were going, he started telling everybody, my sin outside. And you know, I operate in the gift of word of knowledge. When I saw him, I knew that was what he was saying. But the great one that gave me that gift will not allow me cursing. He said, go home as if you didn't know what was happening. Can you go home? If nothing is built up, you will fight. You're building up what? Yourself. The most holy. Can you allow somebody to speak about you and you don't make a comment, even when you know? It's building up yourself where? Your wife, your husband misunderstands you. Your wife misunderstands you. And if you go into it, you know there will be a problem. And you want to stay out. If you stay out in the flesh, you reach that threshold. The demon will speak to you. So in order for you to grow beyond it, you do what? Build. Go up. Go high. Get drunk bad. Get drunk bad. And then you are there. You are talking. You are drunk. See, as a wife, let me tell you, as a wife, if your husband is angry, you will suffer. We are built to fight. You are not strong. You. Bam, you don't die. Let talk not be your option. Learn how to pray. Learn how to chew your mouth. Chew your mouth. There is something called spirit song. Have you heard it? When the woman is crying, I say, hey. That is chanting. Is that in allows sorrow come out? So instead of you doing that, do it in tongues. It diffuses the pressure. Diffuses it. When you say how it diffuses, you are free. Don't bottle it up. Let it go. If not, demons are waiting. Demons are waiting for you to surrender. They're waiting.
You want to be a man of God? Know how to speak in tongues. It's for your survival. Chief Donatus. Oh my. When you hear a good thing wants to happen, and then your brothers and sisters, the same blood, what do you now start hearing? Don't give your ears to it. Leave it. You can't change it. Whether you heard it or not, you can't change it. But you can change you. So you what? Be you. And if you remain in that state, you become an agent of the devil. Because those whispers that come from here, you start obeying them as instructions. You will think that those whispers are considerate of you. But you become on the same level with demons of deception when you decide to give up Holy Spirit's help and you want to function in the flesh as your civilization. You eventually inherit agency of the kingdom of darkness and function as a tool to be used. A tool of offense. May God give you the grace to keep quiet. And enjoy the moment with tongues. Enjoy the moment. So that your destiny can still be in view. If not, you know there are some accusations. People that operate in witchcraft, they will just come and accuse you in a way that if you hear it, you want to fight. Don't fight. What do? Whoa! It's diffusion. Diffusion. Retain that kind of prayer. Makayamono. Why did he say groanings that cannot be? You need help to utter that for diffusion. You need help. May you never reach that threshold where darkness takes over your faculties. You become an agent of darkness because you could not survive the pressure. There is a threshold. And when it is compromised, the gateway is open. Demons begin to take over your faculties. Many times you need to check your children. That's why you need to move in the gifts of the Spirit to be a good parent. Say, Kai, what did you see yesterday night? You are troubled. And he begins to tell you things that a child is not supposed to see. It means there is a gateway that is open. And you need to shut it. You need to shut it down. Because they want to colonize that small mind. And pervert that mind before the light of day. Hallelujah. So you must shut down that storm. If you can afford it, what they call that stuff, cartoon network, all those cartoon network, those demonic stuff, just shut it down. Let them not even know that there's anything like cartoon network. There's anything like all of that stuff. You censor the kind of things they're exposed to, at least from 1 to 12. From 1 to 12. By the time they arrive 12, that is the early stages of the season of accountability, where their will becomes optimally functional. At that point in time, if you can give them a good dose of Christian experience, Christian community, bring them to prayer, the people see people speaking in tongues and all of that, all they know is that life is eat and then do blah, 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 blah. That's a wonderful orientation. And the Holy Spirit can take advantage of the blah, 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 and make it something else. So it will be easy for them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because they know that life without blah, 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 blah does not work very well. My father does many things, but in the evening, he does what? Ba, 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 ba. That's training. What they see is important. Who told you that he don't go, we have the kind of problems you have now? he's okay. Hallelujah. If only you knew the kind of things that leave them when they come into a prayer place. It's preparing them for something we did not have the opportunity to experience. Now, see, pressure. The devil knows that. If he can put you under pressure, he'll get you to accept things that you will not accept when you are agile, when you are balanced, when you are emotionally balanced. I know demons. I know some demons that... Are you with me? I don't know how we'll do this thing. The things I want to teach, we can't teach them in the contact. I don't know how we'll do it. You should be able to identify when a demon comes around your relationship. When your character changed, he operated you. A demon operated you. Operated your emotions. You see, you are like a computer. A spirit was ordained to control you. Are you with me? You were created in a particular image so that the specification of the spirit that can possess you is that which looks like God. That which functions like God. so that you make you have the ability to function in the God realm. That's the design. But you see, when demons begin to operate you, what they do is that they try to distort that image. So that it will look as if you were built to be programmed and to be operated by the devil rather than God. You find more affinity with the devil, much more than God. Now that's why we need to protect our children from all kinds of stuff that is flying around these days. So that they will find affinity with God. And they will detest the devil. It's not enough for you to love righteousness. You must hate iniquity. Must hate it. It's a training. Hallelujah. It's a training. Build up yourself. That's something I found out how to do quietly. Sometimes there's no money. And then suddenly the devil begins to operate your mind. You need to use the computer of your mind. Begins to think through your thoughts. And you think you are the one thinking. Oh my. It's the pressure that gave him that advantage to be able to establish a ground of discussion. The Bible says after those 40 days were ended, Satan came and said, if thou be the Son of God. There was pressure. There was hunger. The threshold had reached. If thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Somebody doesn't sin by temptation until they bring you under pressure. I know you have left me. You have abandoned me. What is temptation? Temptation brings you under pressure such that it's as if the devil excludes your will. You don't have the choice. You must do this. That is possible. That is possible because of pressure. He brings so much pressure upon you. Because he knows that when that threshold is reached, you will naturally give in to the control of other spirits. It's so that the devil doesn't find that threshold that we need to build up ourselves constantly. 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 Hallelujah. And I need to assure you that if you are going to stay in a place like Lagos, you need to pray more than we pray here to survive Lagos. Yes, the threshold, the prayer threshold is higher. I made that mistake for a while. Then I found out that if you are going to live here and survive, Amarukosima, your kitchen, the stove in your kitchen must be dormant for some time. So that you increase the energy level to combat with the spirit of the atmosphere. Hallelujah. The people you are going to work with in the office, half of them are demonized, but you don't know. They look good. Half of them are still ardent followers of Shongo, but you don't know. You say you speak English. Most of those guys you go to church with, are not Christians. But you think you have a friend. And suddenly they begin to eject you with spiritual things and because of spiritual senses. And Lagos will walk you out so that you will not even have a spiritual sense at all. You are on the road by 5 o'clock. One day you need to stop and say, what is driving me? What's driving me? It's like a forest. Everyone is moving. Moving like that. And they come home in the night. He doesn't know his child until the guy became 17. Didn't know that at the age of 13 he was smoking ganja. That means that's a living dead. That's a living dead. He's giving his life to darkness. But for me, it was training. For God to show me what I need to do. Because if you can survive Lagos, you can survive Ghana. In fact, if you survive Lagos, you survive South Africa. Yes, it's a template city. If you survive Benin, violence, if you survive it, you can survive in Port Harcourt, you can survive the Niger Delta. The same spirit that operates in that place. And this place is witchcraft. It wants to manipulate your will. It believes it has the right to control you. And if what it will use to control you is that salary should not be paid so that there will be poverty. And then it brings you under pressure. That's why we need to pray in tongues more. Yeah, more tongues. So that we don't find, Satan doesn't find the threshold where we bend. Satan knows you will bend because you are flesh. But the Bible says that the spirit helpeth our infirmities. Helpeth us. Oh my God. The spirit does what?
Help.
So give yourself to a prayer.
I'm praying what? In the Holy Ghost.
Just in case you came here in defeat, the solution I have for you is pray in tongues. Pray what? Let me ask a question quickly. How many of you have been able to? Those of us that are married. Amen. Is there any married here? Okay, no married here. Okay, you know. All right. Those of us that are married, have you been able to pray in your house and break through in the prayer? One. In your house, your marital home, you prayed and you broke through. Okay, mommy. You broke through. How many of us have not been able to break through? There's a siege. Raise it high. Raise it. There's a siege. No, not at times. Say, have you ever broken through before? Tony, you have broken through. Keep your hand down. But do you sense when there's a siege? And you are weak. You are helpless. He knows. He knows that with that weakness, you are no match for him. He knows. So what you do is you learn how to pray in tongues small. He knows that. That when you are high, you will resist the temptation of a woman. But when he puts you under siege. So the devil plants sieges around our lives to ensure that he amplifies the weakness of our humanity, thereby bringing us into captivity. That's what he wants to do. So he amplifies humanity. Either he interprets, he uses your emotion, and he swings your mood. So you now look irritated. Ah, he likes you like that. Means you are all flesh, actually. You have taken a disposition that is of the flesh. So I don't live by feeling. I can feel bad because I'm feeling bad, all right? But you know what? I can decide to do something that is opposite to my feeling. You wake up in the morning, you look at your wife, you feel bad, don't want to talk to her. Then that's the day I will say, my God, it's me doing, I'm not feeling. Do my own. Then when you see that this clown, I can't hold this clown down. It's me too, I'm putting a siege against the siege of the devil. If the devil can place a siege, why not place yours? And then you now follow the devil and say, why did I marry you? You are in darkness. That utterance came from the second heavens. It came from the plate, the hot plate of darkness. That pot they are cooking, that's where the utterance came. And we behave like that when you are a victim of the threshold, your humanity comes out. No, you are not fine with your humanity. It's only the Spirit of God, when it comes out of you, you are fine. Don't see, are you not tired of being human? One of the things Jesus delivered us from is being human. That means from Jesus' perspective, it's not okay for you to be human. If we were human, he would have left us without the Holy Ghost. If he was okay. So he gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can operate on the level of God's civilization, not on the... I know some of us have very pungent, terrible anger. When you strike it, everything in the way breaks. It's tied to your humanity. It's only when you are in the flesh that you can take the armor of that anger. And the Holy Spirit wants you to operate higher. So when he sets a siege, what do? You set your own siege against the siege of the devil. He planned it before he did it. You plan your own too. You just yield. It's because your spirit is empty. The options are not many if you are married. You reconcile if you quarrel. Stop quarreling. What's the point? Quarreling, reconciling is like, it's like a dog going back to his vomit. Why not master the art and walk like a soldier? Master it. Grow. Perfect it. That your anger can be tamed. Build up yourself. The most holy faith. You know that your husband speaks like this and you speak like this, you'll be trouble. As he's speaking like that, don't speak. It's a siege. Alright? You too. You build what? Your siege. I won't talk. So when he finished talking, he'll be ashamed. Because he was expecting a response and there was no response. Two can not work together. Except what? You need to agree in rebellion. Agree to fight. Agree. So when you say, I won't fight, there's nobody to add to the fight. And then, so it means the balance has been distorted. If it continues like that, and a boat cannot swim with only
A boat, we need balance. You need to stay here, stay here, stay here. And when the thing is staring only here, you have to stop doing that so that there will be balance. You can grow above the turbulence. We can grow beyond the threshold so that demons will not have an occasion. You come into alignment with demonic activity when you allow the pressure to make you yield. I will not yield. I will not yield. And you need to make up your mind. My wife is a good person, and I think I am a good person. But a demon can always stir us up. And I, Jesus, what happened now? I knew it was a siege. Jesus. I try to be intelligent in the spirit. What's the diagnosis? This person is good. Me, I'm good. What happened now is a siege. Oh, man. So I built another one. You need to set a record. Okay, let's do 1 month without trouble. Then you set another one. 2 months. 3 months. 6 months. All right. That's how it works. Set the peg. And build a siege against what? The siege of the devil. Second thing. Second thing is what we call the mind games. This one is a little bit deeper. You know, the Bible says that we should serve the Lord with our heart, with our mind, and with our strength. Don't forget that. Serve the Lord with what? Oh my, oh my, oh my. This class is dull. Okay, because of the dullness, we have cut it. The lecture ends now. When you go home, you look for that scripture. Look for the scripture. We will pray now. Okay, we'll pray. Now, I have a few instructions to carry out since the lecture has died. You know, the lecture was alive, then it died. You are writing. So the Bible says, serve the Lord with all your, with all your, with all your. That's not all. There's mind there. Mind. Have you ever thought what it means to serve God with your mind? No, you have not thought about that. Your mind. Now, let me give you an insight. I don't have time to open the scriptures because it will take us too long. I should begin to dissect it. Many other things begin to open. Hallelujah. How many of you have watched a pornographic? Don't lie. It popped up. You were on YouTube. See, people have left me now. They are. You see, I don't know what you guys. Be real, okay? See, you guys don't want to be real. You didn't put it there. You just see. And before you struck the button, you thought it. You agreed to. Meanwhile, you know what is there is not good. It means that you refuse to serve God with your mind. There was a knowledge. Now, you see, okay. What you think what I'm doing is trying to tell you that I'm perfect? I'm far from it. I'm far from that. All right? We're all products of the grace of God. And you know the way the spirit life is? It's like the struggle between Jacob and that angel. It's always a struggle. You never, it's until we leave this world that it will be without struggle. Oh my God. You will, the presence of God will be so palpable. Not this small, small one that we carry. The Bible speaks about the age, the powers of the age to come. No more struggle because you don't have this body of death. And so, as long as you are in this body of death, your spiritual life will be likened unto the metaphor that was revealed in the fight between Jacob and what? And the angel. Jacob and the angel. Not that fight that they fought. Until the break of day. That was a spirit fighting with a natural man. That's the war between the spirit and the flesh. The angel was fighting with a man to secure him in the will of God, and that man had his own ideas that was contrary to the will of God, and he was ready to keep his ideas. That was the basis of the fight. And if you check the fight very well, Jacob was winning. And then the angel said, all right, you are winning. Then the angel had to dislocate here.
So in order for you not to win the fight of the flesh, God goes as far as dislocating you. You are not with me. There is a nerve. There is a nerve. If your pride is on your beauty, my own pride was on my intelligence. Your pride can be on something. Because every woman that is here must have dealt with pride for one way or the other. If you have not, welcome to the club. Marriage is a suicide mission. You will die somewhere in the process. Either die in transit or Meleko Sima Kando. You know, when people come to the altar and they sing this song, you are somebody special. You are welcome. And we see them. Oh, and we look at them. And that day the hair is fine. The hair do. That's why they don't remember the messages, the powerful messages we preach. We strive in the spirit to get ultras. They will hear you. Oh my. Hallelujah. There must be a point where you die to pride. Meanwhile, young men, there's no courtship you have that you know that person. Maybe your courtship was, my own was 5 years. We'll sit under mango, like mango, and then we'll discuss. They were all lies, they were fake. When pressure comes, when the threshold comes, demons are manipulating, operating in emotions. You now wonder, am I a man of God? Until you find a way out, the devil will mess you up. Mind games. There are regulations. There are rules that should govern the operation of our minds as we retain our mind to be a sanctuary, a sanctum that is dedicated unto God's use. The devil will seek to make you violate the sanctuary called the mind. And you need to ensure that that sanctuary is not violated. Because the mind has a section called the imagination. And the imagination is capable of retaining pictures. Oh my. Lacone Selemo. It can retain what? That's what makes the mind terrible. Oh, you have not seen the scripture? Let's see it. Genesis chapter 6. Quickly. I'm out of time now. And I need to do something quickly. Oh my. Oh my. Genesis, please turn with me. Turn with me quickly. Turn with me quickly. Hallelujah. Can we do Genesis chapter 6, verse 3? Can we read together? Can we read verse 5 together? And then what was God's resolve? With verse 6, the Bible says, repented the Lord that he made man on earth, and he grieved him at his heart. Was when that mind was captured, and the imagination of his heart became evil. From when? You are not. From when? From the time of when? Of his youth. There is something about the youthful age that the devil wants to expose your mind to attack, and you give away that sanctuary. When you give away that sanctuary, he floods your mind with pictures. Oh my. These pictures can make you a slave forever. I know people. Okay, close your eyes. Everybody, please close your eyes. We're at work now. Close your eyes. Don't look. Don't look. All right. Now, listen. If you are here, and when I'm talking to ladies now, and when you see guys pass, you imagine them naked. Let me see your hand up. All right. Drop your hand down. Okay. You can open your eyes.
The devil can give you pictures, strange pictures. And you'll be struggling under the weight of these pictures. You'll not know what to do about it. Now, what happened is because you violated the sanctuary. And these kind of attacks, they come to you from the time of what? I hope you know, as a child, for a man, it was your circumcision that was your greatest pain. But do you remember it? Because we forget, that is, we naturally, we are, our default mode is forgetful. As very terrible as that pain was, you don't even remember. You know what makes you remember? Pictures. You don't know, you don't have control of the use of your mind as a child. It's when you get to the time of accountability. The snapshot that is there can rule you for the next 25 years. Mind games. You know that this thing is wrong, but you, something made you violate the sanctuary. Alright? Are you with me? Thank God we are not in the West. There is a table, there is a game called the Ouija board. How many of you have heard of the Ouija board? You pray, it is the preliminary participation in necromancy. That's preliminary. Before you enter into the level of Aleku, it's still necromancy. But the place to start is the Ouija board. I hope you know, even in Christians, in seminaries, they teach them the use of the Ouija board in the U.S. now. Oh my, you guys, where are you? Are you guys here? We are in this world. Okay, take time to read white. Somebody came out of the seminary. He was a practitioner of Ouija. I thought he's there praying tongues and study the Bible in a Pentecostal seminar. When you play that game the first time, there'll be no spirit. You play the second time, there's no spirit. And then you think, okay, there's nothing. The third time you play it, a physical hand can appear on the board. Would you? Many people have. That's when they have entered the dark side. Because they did not keep the sanctuary of the mind. The mind is a computer. It's vast. Much more than Pentium 5, Pentium 16, Pentium 220. It can retain sights and sounds. It can retain vibrations and reflections. And there are some prayers we are going to pray tonight. Because God needs to edit some pictures from people's minds. He needs to edit some pictures. It means the sanctuary has been violated. Maybe the first day you click on a pornographic site, it didn't mean anything. You still have authority over it. Right? That's the deception. You don't become addicted to it the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. But a time will come when you are addicted. You cannot, but once you have data, and the mind, that's theater, that's sanctuary. The Bible says, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, seeing that he is flesh. And then we investigated further to see it was a matter of the imagination. These are the people you are going to be meeting outside. And I'm telling you about real people, today's people. Are you with me? Oh my, you don't want to hear what I want to say. Please, I'm not trying to judge anybody. See, I'm a lecturer. Forgive me. I have bad sides, I have good sides. I'm working them all together by the grace of God. I'm better today than I was yesterday. And I'm going to be better tomorrow by the grace of God than I am today. And it keeps getting better. And for me, perfection is a process. It's not attainable in life. It's attainable after life. And that's why it calls them the spirit of just men that have been made perfect. But right now, it's a sense I've been perfecting. It's a process. But then they'll be perfected. For the part of the just like a shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. When you leave this body of death, and you are numbered in a realm without limitation, and the heavenly body is cast upon you. No more a body of sin, but a body of righteousness. It will be natural for you to do the will of God. And even though you have a choice, you will choose God. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Alright. 50% of the guys you meet outside. Okay, let's leave that. Now, so the evangelism we learned in 1982, the strategies we learned in 1982 will not work today. That's what I'm trying to say. You need to know about demons, the operations of demons, the manipulations of demons. And that through trauma, people come under demonic influences.
through mind games, the sanctuary of the mind is exposed. And there are so many pictures that people contend with, and they will never tell you. The Holy Spirit needs to pass into that mind and begin to edit it. And that's why the Bible speaks in the book of, is it 1 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 3 and 4. He said, the weapons of our warfare. That is mind warfare. That one there. Mind warfare. Ephesians chapter 6 is spirit warfare. But that one is mind warfare. There's something called mind warfare. Mind what? Warfare. Where you are casting down in my imaginations. The imaginations rise, you cast them down. The pictures come, you bind it. All by yourself in the bus, you see you. And as long as you keep doing that, your mind is edited. It becomes a good sanctuary. That's where you can see the visions of God. Some people's minds are so polluted that their spiritual eyes can't open. We have to deal with those issues this night. Oh, I'm out of time. I had to borrow this. I stole these 2 days from the government to give it to you. Because I'm supposed to be stamping in Gombe now, stamping when bills. I stole them. And did I steal them? No, they gave them to me. So I give them, as they gave me, I give. I didn't sleep in the night. This was what I was working on. Is this message being taped? Pastor Dan,
yes, sir.
Put it everywhere. And I'm going to be doing a series on deliverance, on demons, on demonic activities, spiritual warfare, how the things that resist barricade your prayers in the spirit, so that you will know the feeling. When you know this is what is happening. You know how to, oh my God, deal with evil spirits to bring liberty. And so if we are talking about evangelism today, we must be masters of demonology. Because you meet demons on campus. We just drove through campus, and what I saw there, not by the flesh. Some spiritual eyes have not been able to open because the imagination is corrupted. That sanctuary has been hell. And demons will try to fight that sanctuary. You must be skilled in the warfare of the mind, casting down imaginations, casting down thoughts that are contrary to the philosophy of God. That is the warfare of the mind. If you want to be a prophet, that will be your way. That will be your way. Everything, every suggestion that is contrary to the word of God, you fight it to the death. You can't walk here. You can't function here. You can't operate here. Hallelujah. And something strong begins to rise. Something great begins to rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need to free you. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue. I kept the best for the last. The deepest is troublesome. This one, the third point is troublesome. It's so troublesome. But we can't run from it. Alright? And believers are victims of these matters. Victims, but nobody wants to say it. Because we look good, we have a good suit on, and we suffer. But the church is a clinic. It's a place where people come to get healed, come to get delivered, and then set in proper shape to do ministry. To go and get people healed and get people delivered. Alright? Hallelujah. Has your mind been overtaken? You can't have a pure meditation on the word of God. When you take that scripture and put it into your mind, meditation means repeating the scripture. The Lord is my light and my salvation. In your thoughts, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Until the Spirit ministers it, furnishes it upon your spirit. It becomes strong here. Becomes written here on the tablet of your heart. That's what meditation is. But some people can't meditate. Because they are saying, the Lord is my light. You remember, salary has not been paid. 6 months, we are down. There's no hope. The Lord is my light. Salary. You can't. So you need to cast down salary. Cast it down. It's an imagination. Say thought that is resisting your meditation. Cast it down. And then you say, the Lord is my light. Salary comes. Keep casting. It will be weak. It will become weak. And then you have a passageway. Every passageway you secure in the spirit is that which you were willing to fight for. The devil will never allow you to have a clear thought without intervention. He will never allow you to have a clear meditation without a fight. Every time you have a glide, it means you fought. I know how many times I fight before I can stand on this pulpit. When I'm standing here, I'm elevated. I'm not among men. It takes a fight to deny humanity that much in order for you to become a sanctuary, a vessel, a conduit pipe that God can flow through in all holiness, in all righteousness, so that impact can be brought to the sons and daughters of God. It's a fight. And the earlier you are told, the better for you. None of us is free. No mind is free. There's no thought that is independent. Something sponsored. Wake up and understand. I say, okay, maybe I had a rough path, that's why. That's nothing to do with your past. It has everything to do with the flesh. He said, my spirit shall not strive with man, because he's what? His flesh. And I've seen guys open their minds, and the first thing that the devil does, he gives you a name. If you allow that mind business, that mind bending to continue, the devil will give you a name. A name by which he will be calling you. And the name is an inversion. If you invert Satan, invert it. What is it? Nastas. That's the name he gave one guy. And as long as he called him that name, he felt the power of darkness. And he accepted it. See, you keep going from door to door, from window to window, until you can sense the presence of darkness as we sense the presence of God. You don't need to go for an initiation. Just open your mind. In the U.S., we have psychics. We have all kinds of guys on the scene that have their own ways of accessing the spirit realm. We have a talk tomorrow. Don't worry. The use of familiar spirits. You don't need to go for initiation to use a familiar spirit. Just allow your mind. Don't allow the word of God to dictate the use of your mind. You can become wicked in your bedroom without tutelage, without scholarship. Just begin to meditate on a hurt that they gave you. Begin to meditate on it. How they hurt you. You will come out a murderer. That's how witches, that's what they do before they fly, looking for who to kill. They meditate on hurts and pains, and then they become avengers. What happened to your mind? Now, when we pray, because we must pray, I've taken so much of your time, but we have to pray as much as we could pray for our nation. I have 15 minutes to do what God has sent me to. Then tomorrow we continue the talk. It's a long talk. You are the foot soldiers that we have to yank men out of the stranglehold of the devil, to yank men out of the grip of darkness. Now, before we come for the contact, I want to begin to see your souls, people you preach to. You led them to Christ. And you are calling them to ensure that they are part of the Kingdom Academy. Let us save this seat. Let's save it. And if you are privileged to be one of the teachers in the academy, you need to fast prior to your preaching. If it's on Tuesday, fast on Monday. And ask God for mercy. Let there be impact on the lives of men. It's time to live righteous. Time to live holy. And the devil will start by attacking your mind. And then he makes you believe that your mind, since your mind is not pure, how can you be pure? And if he breaks that gate, there is no way you will live right. One day you will find yourself do something that is out of range. And you'll be ashamed of what you did. And as long as that condemnation is there, he will fight you to the death. He knows how to enter. Oh my God, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Let's gain ascendancy. Because the battle line has been drawn. The psychics, the spiritists, the satanists have been let loose in their numbers. Church doctrine has been perverted. We have New Age teachings. And unfortunately, the people that pioneered the real gospel in the 80s are pioneering something different. And there's confusion. There's darkness. And when you come and you say, this is what the scripture says, they will say, what's the size of your congregation? There is a spirit that is at work And it's our burden, it's our call to make sure we fight to retain the line where truth can still be spoken. And God needs you and He needs me to begin the recovery. But we need to be purged so that we can become vessels. I want to invite you to pray. And if the case that you are presenting to the court of heaven is a case of a polluted imagination, can you lay it bare and allow Him to carry out His surgery? The time has come. When you close your eyes and you see somebody, a man passing by, you imagine him naked. The imagination is polluted. You can receive, you can salvage that mind so that the prophet that is seated in your spirit can yet arise. Were you a victim of a particular trauma, something that happened when you were small and it cracked your soul? Every time your life goes in a circle, you make spiritual progress, but you must come back to that point. It's a line that has been drawn. A line that demons monitor to ensure that you never go beyond. But tonight, Halabora. Ala mama masika. That powerful you can yet be restored. That great evangelist, that great intercessor, held down by bitterness and depression, you can break free by establishing a siege against the siege of the devil. Why accept the position that Satan has created for you? Only manade. You are that evangelist that God spoke about. And we need you home and dry. We need you at your best. Because many people need to be rescued from the mouth of hell. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Ah. Yeah. Just two things tonight, tomorrow we'll do the rest, okay? Hallelujah. Now, if you raise your hand for one of the things I mentioned, come. Come. Any of the things, any of the above. Now, we are going to help these people quickly. I didn't say the whole church. Oh, no. Okay, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. The whole church is here. Adonai, 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 Adonai
Adonai. 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 Adonai, 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 Adonai. Adonai, 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 oh, Adonai, Adonai,
just go with the song,
Adonai. Adonai, 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 Adonai,
The Holy Spirit is present right now. Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Now, anywhere you are, can you just make contact with your umbilical cord right now? Anywhere. I'm going to pray a simple prayer. And the Lord will begin to do some things here. Now, so you key into the prayer, key into the prayer. And if you need your mind to be edited, if there's a spirit of loss that has been operating in your life, there's something that is happening, just key into the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, make sure you touch your navel, 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 touch your navel. Yes, keep touching it, keep touching your navel. All right, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because some yokes will break tonight. Some yokes will break tonight. Father, in the name, oh my God. You see, even the spirits of the water has already agitated. There's an agitation from the water. I command your hold. Break tonight from the water. Break. I am Osef. Yes, it's happening already. It's happening. You are going to let them go tonight. You are going to let all of them go. All of them go. All of them go. All of them go. The power of God is coming. The power of God is walking. The power of God is walking. It's walking. And I command every stranglehold to be broken. I command every yoke to be broken. My God, 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 my God. We give you praise. Let every yoke be broken. Release the people.
The ones that need to marry, release them so that they can marry. Every embargo of marriage, I judge it. I judge it. I break any yoke on any young damsel, on any young damsel, any yoke. My God, Satan, bring Satan, bring Satan, bring Satan. Jesus, that yoke placed upon you so that you'll never marry. I break it. I break it. I break. Release her. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now the angel of the Lord is touching my right finger. It's somebody that he has put his hand upon. And as he puts his hand upon the person, he begins to walk upon that person's life. You begin to feel the intensity of his hand. You begin to feel it's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Holy Spirit, 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 Holy Spirit. Now bring them for me, bring them for me. Are you like Jose, man?
Adonai.
Those are the ones they have kept from marriage. I release you. I release you.
Adonai.
I break the yoke. 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 I break the yoke.
Adonai.
I break the yoke. I break the yoke.
Adonai.
I remove you from what holds you. I remove you. I remove you. I remove you. Siete, 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 melete, mieske, preskete, sikete, ekosenekete, mosque.
Adonai.
Can you help me? Check. Put your hand right here. Good. I begin to pray. Adonai. Release her. Release her. Release her. Release her. The hand. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Adonai.
There's one person left. There's one person left. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. 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 Okay, he's coming now. He's coming now. He's coming now.
Adonai.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Adonai.
Release your people from the weights, from the heavy burdens, from the heavy burdens,
Adonai.
From the heavy burdens, from the heavy burdens,
Adonai.
From the heavy burdens. We release you. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You can remove your hand from your number. Doctor, bring all your children and come with them. Your children that are present. I was praying today and I saw them.
Adonai.
Stretch your hands in the next 2 minutes and pray for this Father. An altar. Walking consciously against female children in this family. Female. We use this once as a point of contact to reach every member of this big family. Anywhere they are on the face of the earth. It pleases the Lord for us to address this altar today. Altar, an altar upon which the blood of females have been used for service. And it brings curses to females. And it projects males. Today, I stand in the office of the court. I stand as a sent one, a messenger. Messenger of light. Messenger of life. To do justice. To effect judgment. To enforce the law of God. Today, we rise up in righteousness, and I curse that altar of jealousy that has manipulated the destiny of female people. I have seen you. You have manipulated seasons and times. You have shut the gate of many people. You have shut the womb of many people. But today, I rise up in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I curse you to your foundation. I curse you to your root. And I release fire from the Spirit. Fire from the Spirit to consume you. Fire from the Spirit to consume you. Fire from the Spirit to consume you. Now you see, I'm seeing things like scarves, hair tie, people's hair tie that they have retrieved. Every female person. And they are tying it somewhere there. Lord, I release fire from heaven. I release fire from heaven to consume, to consume, to consume, to consume in the name of Jesus. Lord, we use these ones here as a point of contact. Anything that is tied, if it's your destiny, your womb, your possibility, your calling, that is tied today, by the laying on of the hands, let your power descend, and that which is tied, let it be loose. Thank you, Father. That which is tied, Your womb, I lose it. Your destiny, I lose it. That which brings lust upon you frequently, that altar, I curse it. That seeks to manipulate your will. Seeks to manipulate your way. Today, I curse it from the roots. Let your feet be established. Let your path be of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. I release you from control. I release you from manipulation. I release you from dominion. Oh, he has heard my prayer. He has heard my prayer. I'm already seeing your future. You did not miss it, sister. You didn't miss it. Your future is open. You are not lost. Your future is open. I'm seeing your future. Watch this one. You will see. This one. Ama malabuske. Your feet will not be lost in the way. Esima konda. Esima celebata. Esima kunda. Esima seike teka na kurosko tamunda elekadia. Esima salakunda. Esima seleketaya. Esima kantomina tulete kapala. Meike kakuska makayato nakure maisa kuna manta. Anything that is tied, your womb, I release it. Your destiny, I release it. Your calling, I release it. That darkness that comes upon you, I judge it tonight in the name of Jesus. I banish fear. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. That which was tied. Elimasu latula elekalibo sento mina alabrasketo. I judge the eyes of the evil woman that looks upon you and curses you. I judge her eyes. Father, anything that is tied, anything tied, her destiny, her womb, her possibility that is tied, held up, legislated against, today I command it to be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I don't know. Now we need to speak in tongues for this one. There's something she needs to come at. She's under something. And I'm seeing it like a darkness. She's beneath a darkness. Come out of the darkness. No curse will work. Anything tied, I lose it. He said, "Now I can't hear you pray.
She needs to come out from beneath this darkness. She needs to come out. Okay, she's coming out now. She's coming out. She's coming out. Sister, sister, come out! Come out from beneath the darkness. Shiakoske. Come out from beneath the darkness. I am the one calling you, and I command you to come out. 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 The one that put you there, I trust him. Come out. Come out. Thank you, Jesus. Adonai. Adonai. Okay. You watch and see what we have. I have a secret for you, lawyer. Stand up, don't cry. There is a miracle. There is a miracle. Are you singing with me? Adonai. Don't cry.
Adonai. 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 Adonai.
Tonight we're giving praise. We continue the lecture tomorrow. Let your presence come and you take us to that place you want us to be, to see the things you want us to see, so that we can be equipped for your service. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.